You are listening to the 1420 Sports Podcast, four beer with a sports talk and a whole lot more, with your hosts, Brent Radlinski from the Yankee Tavern North and Dave Van Robies from the Dutch Oven. Both of us are in Lethbridge, Alberta. Let's get into it.
1420 Podcast, four beer with a sports talk and a whole lot more. Show 135, September 9th, 2021. We talk about it all the time, Dave, week in, week out, especially throughout the summer, how it's nice out and it gets dark, and now it's darker and darker the minute by minute. It's just, it sucks. And then before you know it, the clock changes, it's even darker, like at 4:30, and that sucks, and it's coming, and we can't do anything about it.
Stop it. Absolutely fucking stop it. You know, I love summer as much as the next guy, but right now, the weather we're having right now is absolutely
it's awesome.
Perfect. It's 25. Who gives a fuck if it's dark? What do you and I got to do at 9 in the p.m. that we need?
Well, light? At 9, I get that. But I'm getting off the golf course tonight, which we'll talk about in half a second here, and it's 8 o'clock, and you're looking for your, like, I hit the ball so far, Dave, I can't see it because it's so dark.
That's because you don't have your fucking glasses on.
That's part of the problem too. Anyways, 1420 Podcast for the golf team. We got relegated to the B side a couple weeks back. We won last week to keep going, but tonight we lost in the B side semifinals. Myself, Brad Burrows, Jason Stockton, and Wes Stockton. I kept up my end of the bargain. I won my match 7-4, I think it was. But the rest of the guys, they didn't pair so well. We had a three-point lead in match play. Going in tonight, we're losing by four. So she's all over button to cry in now, Dave.
Well, what do you do? And, you know, as you were abundantly clear, it weren't your fault.
It weren't my fault.
See, it wasn't your fault.
Oh, captain, but my captain. I'm the Derek Jeter of the 1420 podcast golf team.
So what do you do now? Do you start putting out feelers?
Well, it's recruiting season, to say the least. They were starting to recruit now. We got some feelers out there for next season. But anyways, Dave.
You know what? You don't need. Who are the name the fuckers that didn't show and give you like 20 minutes to say?
That's
name those guys.
Yeah, name them. They are coming back. No, I can't. I'm not going to throw shade on people because they did pull out on a pinch here and there. On the way home tonight,
surprised they showed up.
Yeah, on the way home tonight, I stopped in the Homeland Brewery at Stronghold in Fort McLeod, picked up a growler full of Bison and Crown, one of my favorites. Really, really, really like this beer. What are you going with tonight, Dave?
I have one. I'm trying to see where it's brewed here. It's brewed in Alberta. Where the fuck is it? Turner Valley.
Turner Valley.
Yeah. Brassard in Turner Valley, Alberta. I don't know. Anyways, but it's I like it a lot. It's called Fahr, F-A-H-R, October. And it has a German flag on it. Traditional German beer. And that's it. It's golden, it's strong, it's festive. Right on the fucking can. And that's good.
It's a
three words and it's real.
Turner Valley is about an hour and 15 minutes, I think, from Fort McLeod. I've never stepped foot driven through nothing through that town.
I have because I accidentally missed a turnoff on the way to Canada this once.
Yeah, and I've never ever.
Yeah. It's just one of those places, and it's anyways, this is a strong like when I say strong, it's delicious. It's this kind of beer is right up my friggin' alley.
Good beer's a good thing to find. The Toronto Blue Jays just swept the New York Yankees in the Bronx 4 in a row. They've now won 8 straight. They have the Baltimore Orioles now for 3 in Baltimore. Should be, I don't, sweeping any team's tough, but you got to think 2 out of 3 for sure. The Jays could find themselves in a wild card spot, and the Yankees could find themselves out of a wild card spot really soon. Dave, the Yankees, since they won 13 in a row, have gone 2-10, and all the good that was done is gone. Now the Jays are doing all what the Yankees did. But once again, we spoke about there's 25 games left for pretty much every team, 25, 26 games. We talked about a few weeks back, do you peak too soon? all wins are important. Absolutely. You'd rather have 10 wins or 8 wins in a row than 8 losses or go 5-3 or whatever. But is it a slippery slope to go into the last 25 peaking a little too high?
What I want to say is, like, shit, last week the Jays were written off. They were absolutely written off because they didn't care. They did not take care of business against Baltimore. We talked about that. The Rays went, what, 18-1 against Baltimore. And the Jays maybe are like, if they're 18-1, I'm going to guess the Jays are like 9-6, 9-9 or something like that. Just not good.
I think they got 6 or 7 left with Baltimore. So, yeah, so whatever the record is. But, yeah, they got a – they're 9-3, I think, or whatever. It doesn't matter.
But literally the day they got written off, they went and ripped a 3-game on the road with Oakland, who they're fighting for the wild card with. And then they had another game.
Seattle, they shit the bed in Seattle.
Who
they're also fighting with, yeah.
Yeah, and then now they hand their New York their lunch, right? Oof. And you know what? I was listening to that, and I didn't text you. Because, like I mentioned, I have a buddy that I was in that draft with who is ridiculous Yankee too. And I gave him a little poke about how did you hear the score, how the Yankees do. And that was after the day they lost 8-0.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Who's you're a Jays fan now? I go, you know who I'm a fan of.
Then he's not a Yankee fan.
You're not a fan of anyone. I fucking hate you guys chipping at me. And then, but like, you know, 30 seconds later, we're fine and joking about something else. Like, yeah. he's, you know why? Because he's Italian.
Yeah, it's more of being an Italian than a, do you say Italian or Italian?
Italian.
I always say Italian for some reason. I don't know why. It's Italian. Not Italy. I don't know why. I always say Italian. I don't know what it is.
I said, well, you know, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that's how
No, you're completely, it's Italian because it's Italy, not Italy. Italy would be Idlyian.
Well, anyways.
It doesn't matter. NFL season started again. No, tonight.
We're not done talking about
okay,
that.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, because, you know, the Jays is so yeah. Let me talk about a baseball season, especially at this time of year. It's really not about wins and losses. It's about who those wins and losses come against. Because that's an 8-game swing.
You know, losing 4, that's an 8-game swing with the Yankees and all of us, and they're scratching their heads like, what the hell happened? And the Jays think that they're World Series champions and the way it's going. And I personally love it.
I didn't hear anyone say they were World Series champions.
Oh, I've listened to some Jays fans here and there, and they thought that they've won the World Series already. And it's like, no, there's still some work to do because Tampa's still really good and everything else. So they're not even there yet, and there's a lot of games left. And for every eight in a row, you could come up lame. Oakland the start of the season 0-13 or whatever it was, and they're still in a wild card hunt. So winning 13 in a row don't get you nothing because you can lose 13 in a row pretty quick.
I'm really excited for that the American League wild card race. There's 6 teams within 3 games.
Yeah.
Like that's like, so it's Boston, it's the Yankees, it's the Jays, it's Seattle and Oakland. So I said 6, but there's 5.
There's 5. 5 teams are right there.
5 teams and 2 of them are going to play for 1 game to play against Tampa Bay.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting to see how it goes. Yeah. And it's this time of year is great. Like I was trying to say there, this time we'll go to segue into something else, but this time of year is great. You got NFL starting, baseball's winding down into the nitty gritty, where games you wish you would have won in April and May are going to come back and haunt you. Hockey starting a little bit. I haven't heard much about training camps and everything else, but it's a great time of year to be a sports fan. October's better. What's your favorite month, Dave, of the sporting year?
I was just going to mention. I'll tell you my favorite weekend. It's Canadian Thanksgiving for our American listeners. Canadian Thanksgiving is the second Monday of October, and so I've been lucky enough to spend in my adult life a lot of second Mondays in October in Montana. If the Montana University of Montana Grizzlies are playing football, we're going down there on Saturday. But you know what? If they don't go down on Saturday, that ain't entirely bad because there's playoff baseball, hockey. You have Saturday, you have all that other college football. Oof. And then we eat a turkey. And so we have our turkey while we're watching Sunday football and Sunday baseball and Sunday night football. And we're still eating turkey. It's your Thanksgiving, but with baseball.
I love it.
It's my favorite sports weekend of the year.
No, I love I love October baseball. It's you wait all year for it, and it can be gone so quick for a lot of teams, and some teams don't make it. But it's this lead up to it now. The thing I like about baseball, Dave, and about Canada, I guess, because Canadians don't generally follow baseball until the Jays get a little bit hot and get a little bit close. And it's not a knock on them. It's just how our society is. We're not baseball people. We aren't.
We're getting a little bit better,
but when the Jays are relevant, then people watch a lot more. Back in 2015, 2016, it was great to be a baseball fan, and people were like, hey, this is a great game. This is fun to watch because the Jays were relevant. And now the Jays won 8 in a row and everything else. They're passing the Yankees. So I get my shots and everything. So it's a lot of fun. There are some people who get a little bit carried away as with every team that you get your super fans. I find that agree or disagree with me, Dave. The guys who get, no, I shouldn't say these guys, the people who get aggressive, are they actual fans or are they fair weather fans?
Both. Aggressive, like my friend, Johnny, I'll call him by name. I'll tag him. He's a good friend. He's Italian and I love him to the death. But like he's violently emotional. He's so mad. And then like 30 seconds later, hey, you gotta really try this. This is the best fucking thing I've ever had. You gotta have a bite. Like it's just like his emotion with sports is wonderful. And like he's so knowledgeable and everything. And like, I wonder what goes on with him when he can be so violently good or bad.
Medication.
I don't know that either.
Maybe he needs some.
But what I hope for him is that when the Yankees win, his joy
matches his anger.
Yes, exactly. Does your joy for Yankees match your anger?
No, I don't get angry. When the Yankees lose, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Like it's disappointing. Like it's just like in 2017, I thought they had a shot, that magical run they got, and that Tina wasn't supposed to do anything. And, you know, Didi hit the home run, and then game five against Cleveland and everything else. And then they lost the no good cheating Astros. And I was sad. I wasn't mad. I was disappointed. Like a win's a win, but losing eats at you. Does that make sense? Like losing kind of goes, just if you play, but you're just, it's shitty. If your team gets close and it's shitty. Like I don't get mad. I don't swear. I'm not going to go riot in the streets. If my team wins, I don't go and poke as someone else. Like there's a grace period. There's like a 3 or 4 day grace period where you hope that somebody let them mourn a little bit. Does that make any sense?
It totally makes sense. As a sports fan, like all you have is your fandom and what you want to do.
I can't do anything about it.
And we've spoken about the Oilers, but this is what I did. It's like, I'm divorced. Like you don't get any more energy from me. And that's the same. Like, it's not the same. The Denver Broncos are the team that still gets my emotional energy. I don't freak out. I don't get super high. I don't get super low. I fucking loved it. I was fully erect when they won that Super Bowl with Von Miller. Like, that was just awesome. Fuck, I loved that.
Yeah, but now you get older in age, and it's prioritized, I guess, and there's levels of...
And I look at my friends, right, like in different teams that they've played for. Like, you know, in my lifetime, the Denver Broncos have now won three, been to six Super Bowls. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Like you know, and you got Niner fan and Steeler fan and obviously Patriot fan now. But, you know, I'm okay with it. I want them to start doing better. I'm not going to lie. And I'm still questioning their quarterback situation. I'm not going to lie. But I'm cautiously optimistic because they have the third easiest schedule. This is me touching wood. According to
FanGraphs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you know. But, like, nonetheless, they still play in Kansas City's division. They're the big dogs. And we'll see what happens. But, that's the team I'm going to give emotional energy to this year. And it's only once a week. And
Well, yeah, try doing that. We talked about a few weeks back how, like you're
182. I 162.
Like, 162, I get it's just like this on a nonstop basis. Like, I'll say a few expletives when the game's over, and then without fail, every time I say, oh, well, we'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah,
I say it every time.
But you just finished dedicating 3 hours of your day to see how that game
went. We can try again tomorrow.
See, that's why, like, so every time I watch my Broncos play, it's like you watching 10 Yankees games.
Yeah, you have a week to mull over it. Whereas yeah, I can go, try again tomorrow.
I do it in 4 hours. You do it in 40 hours.
Yeah.
It's a part-time job.
It's a lot. Between watching the Yankees and this podcast and my actual job, there isn't a whole bunch of time for anything else, but we're making the best of it.
I happened to be in my vehicle yesterday, and I had the 960 broadcast of the Jays Yankees game. Apparently, I heard it, the call on the radio. It was a great call. But how much do they pay Aroldis Chapman to serve up piss missiles to Junior's named Vladdy?
Well, $17 million a year.
It sounded like that thing left the park faster than it got to the plate.
That's accurate. No,
I hate Aroldis Chapman more than I hate the New York Yankees.
There's we were really, really spoiled for a long time in the Bronx with a guy named Mariano.
That easy, apparently.
And this guy, he just don't got her. He just got her.
When you're putting him in on the top of the ninth, losing by two, and his first pitch.
And it gets worse.
And his first pitch goes to orbit. It was that fast.
Eh? Oh, I know. It's not what you want, as Joe Girardi used to say. It's not what you want. Anyways.
How many years did they have with that clown?
I think three more.
At what, like 23?
$17 million a year. Oh, the pitch one inning every couple of days.
And now what do you do with that?
Well, you keep trolling them out there, I guess. And what are you going to do?
Don't know what you do.
You can't trade him, can't release him. He's there.
Because he's not that old. Is he 30?
Oh, he's all that, yeah. Because he was with the Cubs a long time ago. Fuck
that. He was with the Reds.
Yeah.
The Reds.
He was ever a Cub?
Yeah, he was a Cub, but he tried pissing away game seven.
Yeah, he did his best to do that one, too.
Yeah, like he was in for the win on game seven, and he had a blown save.
I'll tell you one thing, though, Dave. A couple years back, when my sister and my brother went to the Bronx with me, we were sitting out in section 103, which is right beside it's my favorite seats of that place. I love sitting out there. And it's right beside the Yankee bullpen. And you can hear that baseball go. He throws it so hard. It's a treat to watch. It's something. It sounds different.
It whistles the...
Yeah. The seams go, and you hear that, and then the way it hits the catcher's mitt, it's something. Because my sister, she was like calling kids over to watch, like, hey, look at, like, it's something. So, anyways, They suck.
Drive contest. It's like a long drive contest.
Yeah, they suck.
No, I'm not dumping on the Yankees. I'm dumping on Chapman.
Oh, he sucks.
I don't like that guy.
Oh, who's he? He sucks. Anyways, 1420 podcast. Four beer with a sports talk and a whole lot more. See how this week goes, but I might throw on a Jays hat. The producer's got a couple kicking around. The Yankees, I'm not giving up on the Yankees yet, but if push came to shove, I guess I'd be a Jays fan if it came to that point. Why not?
Well, like, why not? Like, obviously, if it's Jays Yankees in the one game wild card, you're going to cheer for the Yankees. But then after that, you'll take the winner.
Hey, I'm not going to go buy a T-shirt or jersey or anything. If there's something kicking around, I'll put it on.
You're not going to take those no good cheating Astros. No. I know that. And you know what? It's really hilarious. My boy, like we talked about, like he's playing baseball and he didn't get to go and travel ball because my wife and my son went on holidays. And so he can play that baseball. I just sent you a text. There's his fall ball team. Not the no good cheating Astros, but.
What is wrong with him?
It's not his fault.
It's not mine.
And he gets his side. What do you want me to say?
Like all of a sudden, I quite like Jasper. The day I gave him that baseball after that game, his eyes lit up. I was umpiring a Wimble game there. His eyes lit up. He had a baseball. I threw it to him. He didn't catch it. He chased it. He got it. He was happy. And I thought I made a baseball fan for life. So the two jerseys he's wearing this year are an Astros jerseys, now a Red Sox jersey. He's my least favorite little leaguer. It's not even his fault.
It's totally not his fault. And then we got into the thing. Like, and I said, what do you think of the new jersey? He goes, Dad, does it have to be Boston? Two teams I don't even like.
There you go.
That's what he said.
He'll keep playing, which is good. But at some point, I think kids should have veto power.
Well, what I think, you know what? I did see in league this year, I still haven't seen a Brewers jersey. I haven't seen a Pirates jersey. I haven't seen a Marlins jersey. I haven't seen a Diamondbacks jersey. What about those?
You know what I would like to see, Dave? I would like to see somebody with, a sponsor. Let's say the 1420 podcast. Next, if something happens, we somehow get the Bears, Chico's bail bonds, and then a little 1420 thing on the shoulder patch. I know some people, Little League Leopards, I could probably pull that off.
Well, and I don't know how much they get. Like, clearly this is with the blessing of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows
what licensing is? I don't know. But yeah.
Well, no, it's like, you see the picture. Like, yeah. It's a Bo Sox jersey.
It's a reasonable facsimile for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he hates it also too, because if you notice, it's not a full button down. He goes, I can barely get it over my head.
It's a batting practice jersey, that thing.
Well, it's a batting practice, but he's 11 years old. The
Red Sox.
What do you do?
Well,
I haven't seen a Yankee jersey though. Or a Dodger.
Too many people. Well, it's just too controversial.
Well, then you're going to get fights in the stands.
Yeah, and unreasonable parents just get mad at people and whatever. Anyways, 1420 podcast, four beer with a sports talk, and a whole lot more. Dave, you mentioned it before, and I've talked about it before, but Bull Durham is not one of the, not only one of the best baseball movies ever, but probably one of the best sports movies ever. And one of my favorite scenes in that movie is when Nuke LaLoosh was shaking Costner off after he was doing so well, following the rules, doing and saying what Costner was saying, and then
could you give me a moment here so I can play that part of Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
And then so he stands up after being shaken off by Nuke LaLoosh, and he says to the hitter, can you believe this fucker? He's pitching a two-hit shutout in the seventh and he's shaking me off.
Yeah. Speak kindly to me. Yeah, whatever it was.
Brent, here comes the deuce. And when you speak of me, Speak kindly.
Speak kindly.
And then what happened?
Costner's smooth ways and everything else. And Newt goes, and then Newt's like, it's like he knew it was coming. He did. I told him. He hit that so far, he hit the fucking bull.
He wins a free steak.
Yeah, he wins a free steak the whole bit. We'll get Jim to put that up on the show tonight, because it was like quite a funny part of that movie. Just an awesome, awesome line. Dave, this week, Albert Pujols went back to St. Louis with the Dodgers. For the first time, not the first time in a long time, but anyways, Molina gave him a hug and came to bat for the first time and everything else. Hey, bro, blah, blah, the whole thing. And then Pujols did what Pujols does. Do you think that maybe Molina did the Costner there and let him know a little bit?
There's things I believe. I believe that my wife and son love me. I believe that getting double vaccinated prevents you from ending up in the hospital. I believe that Eddie or Molina said to Pujols, here's the deuce. Yeah. And when you speak of me, speak kindly.
Speak kindly. Yeah, it was a little too... I mean, the Cardinals they're not really going anywhere. And
how many home runs has Pujols played in the year, like this year? And the Angels are paying him $23 million a year to play for the Dodgers,
who have an unlimited bank account, right? So it's right. Kind of a strange situation that he first got an at bat in a National League City, and then his buddy's giving him a hug. Then he hits a home run.
And you know what?
I mean, it's all circumstantial evidence, but. And it wouldn't hold up in a court of law, but come on.
And you know what? I actually have zero problem with this.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I have zero
problem. The Dodgers have a 7,000-game lead in the wild card if they don't win the division. The Cardinals are the Cardinals. What I don't know what their record is. If they're a wild card hunt,
Paul Hall's having a moment with his fans, and they loved it. The fans loved it. He got a standing O to come to the plate. This is it.
Last time there.
Right. It was a nice moment. And I'm actually glad for him, but don't tell me this was his prowess at all. Just let me know that you got tipped off.
Like, put it on a tee and hit as far as you want. Whatever.
Exactly. Here it comes.
You know, it's reminiscent, Dave, a little bit of the 2014 of Hall of Famer. Now we can actually say it. Hall of Famer, Derek Sanderson Jeter. He led off the game, the All-Star game in Minnesota at Target Field. What a great ballpark, by the way. Fantastic spot. He wasn't given a tough pitch to hit, and he did what Jeter does, took it the other way, inside-out swing, hit a double, and everything else was said. What's the percentage you think that he kind of knew what was coming a little bit?
You know what?
Because you still got to hit it.
Without a doubt. You know what? I will always watch that show. It was called Mythbusters. And at the end of the thing,
we had a momentary, what's that Biff Naked song? Moment of Weakness. I quite like that song. Just a moment of weakness. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We had a temporary situation with the internets and everything else and Wi-Fi. You think after a year of doing this apart, we'd have it figured out. But every time the airwaves get a little bit clogged up. Dave, you were talking about Derek Jeter, his hit in the All-Star game in 2014 for the double. And Mythbusters. I'm curious.
Well, Mythbusters is a show I used to love to watch. And I'm sure some of our listeners have watched that one. And then when Adam and Jamie tested these myths, at the end of the testing session,
Adam and Jamie. So they're in their 30s. They're in their 30s then, right? No, I know that the characters are not. They're in their.
They're not. No, they're not characters. They're real
people. Well, real people. Yeah. The people. I worded that wrong.
Well, none
doesn't matter. Sorry.
Anyways, at the end of their testing, they would say this is either a myth. This myth is either busted. It's plausible, or it's real, like James Bond shit. So Derek Jeter getting that pitch and stroking it for the two base hit, and you saying that, was that his natural ability or was it his being tipped off on a little bit? I think it's completely plausible that he got tipped off a little bit.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if the catcher, I can't remember who it was. Let's just blame Molina, because there's Molina's catching all the time. Blame Molina.
Why wouldn't he? He's one of the best catchers.
So let's just say, because he probably was nationally catcher for a 2014 All-Star game. Probably was.
Sounds right.
I can't see Molina saying, hey, Jeet, there's a changeup coming. I could see. I could see it being done under the stairs a little bit.
Well, here, like,
not on the field, but I could see it being downstairs or at the part of the night before or whatever.
And so now let's just start making shit up all the way, because that's where it gets a little bit more fun. So Molina is behind the plate and he's catching the Cubs' best pitcher. And he don't like that guy. Fucking hates that guy. Might have got hit in the ribs by that guy about 2-3 years ago. He don't know.
Yeah.
And then so he's putting the signals down, but he's buddies with Jeter. Maybe they share the same agent. Maybe they have a same sponsor.
Yeah.
And hey, Derek, hey, how's things? And then Derek just turns to him. You gonna tell me what he's giving me? He goes, I'm not gonna tell you what he's giving you, but don't look fastball.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, because I like you more than I like the guy serving it up to you.
Yeah, it's funny. There is some conversations that happen, like in the Wimble, like I said before. It's quite humorous, the conversations that catchers have with batters and then umpires have with catchers and umpires have with batters. Like the stuff that goes on that
people
don't
get to know each other.
You know each other,
each other all the
chat,
time.
And you chat and you see each other three times a game. And then sometimes over a weekend series, you see him 15 times, a lot, 15 times more than you want to see him. And the conversations can be a little bit humorous for sure.
Well, and especially like the fact that Molina and Jeter are consistent all-stars. They would have been at the same things all the time.
All the time.
And if they wear the same shoes, they're going to see him even more. If they share the same agent, they're going to see him even more. Like they become friends.
Would baseball be the only sport where you could tip the opposition on something like that? Let's make this very clear. We're not talking about betting and everything else. We're just talking about two dudes saying, fuck, watch this shit. You know what I mean? Exactly. We're not talking about betting. We're not talking about changing the outcome of a game, which it may have, and some guy may have lost 10 grand because he bet on the Dodgers to lose and the pitch ended up one run, whatever.
Right, whatever. It's not to cover the spread in the ninth or anything. Yep.
Molina don't care about the spread in the Dodgers-Cardinals game on a Tuesday afternoon.
Right.
He ain't Pete Rose.
You know, yeah, right, exactly. A game 140, a game 140 when the Cards are 20 games out, he has the latitude to do a buddy a solid. I don't think any sport really has the latitude to do a buddy a solid. Like, how do you do it in hockey? Like, a goalie can't do it. Like, because unless the goalie's in or not, he can't do a buddy a solid. In basketball, like, you know, guys are getting made fools of all the time for what? For 2 points. There you go. Whereas,
really good basket, dude.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. 2 points. Nice.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, you really made me look silly for those 2 points.
Yeah.
And in football, you can't. It's just, there's just too many.
That's the thing with that. That's what makes baseball the most individualistic sport, team sport, is that it's man against man and the rest of the guys aren't in on it because a pitcher has to make a mistake, not a mistake, but not the perfect pitch for a guy to hit it. And then the guy has to hit it, and then it's a ground ball or an error, and all the things have to happen for the ball to be in play. It would take a lot for the fix to be in outside of the pitcher, catcher, batter, bat, like the you know what I mean? Like hockey, you couldn't do it. Baseball, you couldn't do it. Or basketball, you couldn't do it. And football, you couldn't do it.
And then like towards that point, like, Anyone can play first base. That's the easiest position in Major League Baseball. Are we agreed on that?
What position does Jasper play?
He's
Don't say first.
He loves it because I'll tell you why he loves it.
Yeah.
Because it's easy. All you gotta do there is stand and catch, right? Like it's just like you just run to the bag and catch. The coach this year, he was an infielder. He played, yeah. he was predominantly a second baseman,
yeah.
But he did catch and he did pitch and he did play out in the outfield because you got to do your thing. But
yeah, rotate it, little league and stuff. Yeah.
His default position was second base. His favorite position was first base.
Because you're involved in it during warmups, you get to throw it things and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. You get to run the drills and yeah. then but you're involved all the time. Oh, like if it gets in play, you're involved. But like to my point though, so at the major league level, like obviously you need your first baseman to be a fat ass that rakes, right? That's what first basemen are.
Don't hurt.
And I think they gotta be personable.
Oh yeah.
No one knows players in the league like the first baseman.
The way they bullshit, like the Rizzo, the Yankees picked up Rizzo from the Cubs. He's always laughing and smiling and talking. And Vladdy, who can't speak a word of English to the media, he's got Englishmen talking, laughing all the time. I get a kick out of Dominicans because they can't speak a fucking word. Edward Encarnacion didn't do one interview his entire time with the Jays. But he's sitting at first base laughing with whoever. I love Dominicans.
I find it funny.
I'm not throwing shade at anybody. I just find it so funny that they get a free pass because no speak on gray.
No. Like don't say give them a free pass. Like what I want to say is like the same thing with Shohei Ohtani, right? Like he doesn't give interviews, right?
What's his name? Hideki Matsui. Tanaka, they never. And one of the greatest players ever, Ichiro, he never spoke to me either.
Yeah, ever. because they don't want to like they're more than happy to talk and hang around. But once that mic's in front of the face, like in their agents and their coach, and I think this is a good thing. You don't want anything out of your mouth to be misconstrued.
Yeah,
right, because. There is your brain thinks in your language, and then you have to take that language and get it out your mouth. And then if you're not, especially when you're emotional, there might be a little bit of message lost between.
The I brain just thought mouth. Of this is being. Okay, is being an interpreter. The same as. No, I worded that wrong. When a reporter gives a question to, let's say Ichiro, gave him a question. Ichiro says something. The interpreter can just say whatever he wants because I wouldn't know the fucking difference. On the news at 11, Ichiro said this, blah.
Well, then again.
So can the interpreter actually say, because I wouldn't look it up after the fact, can the interpreter go, dude, you shouldn't have said that. I'm going to say something different for you.
No, but you can't. Does that make sense? No, you can't. I don't.
Because you're not checking up what he actually said.
I don't think no one's doing that because like right? Because everybody's looking for clickbait. Everybody's like,
yeah,
what Ohtani actually says. Could you imagine that? I might get that. I got to register that tweet. What
you can actually, you can actually just make it a humor account saying what he said, what he actually. What he said, hashtag not really, or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. Not real, not ratified. Yeah. Like what Ohtani is actually saying here.
Fuck, he sucks, or whatever.
Or just like, fuck, like, what else do they want me to do? Like, I will never sign here again unless they give me part ownership of the team.
They say Trout's better than me? Like, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's funny. No, it's all serving up meatballs, everything else.
Because you can't lie, right? But now, there's nuance in every language, and we all know that. Well, I know that. I know there's nuance in every language, and you can't really say what you're saying. And it would be tough to think about like a colloquialism in your own language and try.
That's a big word for Thursday night at 20 to 11. Colloquialism.
Colloquialism of your own language, like, you know, that dog. how do you say that dog don't hunt in Japanese, right?
Well, I can't say it in English really. At this time of night, after a few beers, but whatever.
That dog don't hunt. That's as easy as it gets. But you know, that's what I'm saying, and that's why these guys have interpreters, and I'm for it. Like, they're not cowards; they just don't fucking speak English.
They don't want to either, and I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's great, guys.
Yeah, like I'm doing it.
We'll end this conversation quickly here, but do you think some English speaking players are like, "Fuck! Do I wish I didn't speak English sometimes?" Because it gets to a point where a reporter wouldn't even bother going to the Japanese player or the Spanish speaking player in the locker room because they have to type something up, interpret, blah blah blah, because they want clickbait quick. Because you know what, you want to be the first reporting something, so you got to get it out there.
So you're talking about Third Flurry, right?
Oh, like, he's a what? Piece of shit. Jesus.
Have you seen what that fucking is doing?
I don't know how it got to this point with that man. And there are some demons in his life we all know about, but shut your fucking yap, man. Like, just shut up. He's an idiot. And I'm going to say it right here. If you think that Theron Fleury's saying some proper things, then there's a screw loose in your head too, because that guy's a moron. And I don't care. I don't care what your political views are. I really, really don't. Just hear me out.
Unsubscribe. Don't.
Oh. No, I lost you for a second, Dave. Like, we had a little technical difficulty. We didn't break away from my rant here. I don't care what your political views are. I really don't. Because none of us know what the fuck we're talking about. I don't know how we all became vaccination masters and everything else, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you think that throwing rocks and planning to throw rocks at another human being, let alone the prime minister of your country, is a smart move and it's a political thought, you're an idiot. You wouldn't throw rocks at anybody after the age of 7 in a playground. If you're doing that now, as a political statement, you're a fucking idiot. I will end my rant there, Dave. I feel very strongly about that. The guy, yes, he's made some mistakes, but who would have done better in this day and age? I don't vote Trudeau. I don't generally vote. I think the system is broken. I'll end this here because it's a sports and a beer and a fun podcast. But if you planned, as those people did, to throw rocks at another human being, you are a fucking idiot. Plain and simple.
And when we started on that, when were you said, do you think English speakers need a translator? So your answer is yes. Yes.
Yes. Because they're fucking idiots. Plain and simple. I don't know how we got to this point.
They can be.
We started talking about Flurry and this and this. I'm sorry, but because those guys plan to do it, and we'll stop it there because I'm fucking hot right now. I don't want to be.
Yeah, you are hot, and we got to stop.
Oh, I don't like being this mad on a Thursday night. My weekend starts right now, Dave.
It ain't about that, and we're going to stop this conversation right now.
There we go. 1420 podcast, 4 beer with sports talk, and apparently a whole lot more.
Siri, play 1420 Sports Podcast and play that episode where Brent gets a little bit hot.
A little bit revved up about.
135.
Don't throw rocks at people.
Don't throw rocks at people.
Simple.
As as an adult, you know, like that's my
hey, what are you gonna do today, Bill? Well, I'm gonna go down to this Trudeau rally and throw rocks at him. Oh, well, have a good day. Fuck.
My kid just gotten shit last week for
throwing rocks, apples. Right?
Crab apples.
Not even rocks, crab apples. Don't throw crab shit apples. At people.
Right.
Fuck.
Unless there's snowballs in your tent. Because that's kind of fun.
No, it's a
you know what? Snowballs, that shit is fun at any age. I'll throw a snowball at
someone. I throw snowballs all the time.
So you can, but never in anger.
I love them.
There you go. Don't throw things in anger.
Love them for fun.
I can toss a snowball. Toss. Yeah.
Love. Don't throw rocks at people.
One time my boy had a birthday party. There's a place in Lethbridge that has a bouncy place, like that bouncy, I forget what it's called. But anyways, they have
Air
a
Jordans. Ball. I don't know.
No. Like,
we should name a place Air Jordans.
Well, the entire indoor park is trampolines everywhere. Yeah. And it's awesome. And they have a dodgeball pit. And so I was in there, I think it was my son's 8th birthday. Doesn't matter. And we were in the dodgeball pit. We're bouncing around and bouncing around. And then a kid that I was hitting me with balls all the time, like, and just sneaking off of me. I had him lined up, and he was a bit away, and I threw it as hard as I could. Here's the thing. The kid I wanted to hit was 30 feet away. A kid bounced on the trampoline.
Was 2 feet away.
5 feet away. He was airborne, and I hit him right on the side of the head, and he went sideways. So I didn't throw it in anger, but make sure you hit what you're aiming at.
It turns out his dad was an anti-vaxxer and a Trudeau hater. But anyways, 1420 podcast, four beer with sports talk, and a whole lot more. 1420 sports podcast, four beer with sports talk, and apparently a whole lot more. I want to apologize, not apologize, but I want to... Well, that's my feelings. I'm entitled to them once in a while. Once every 132 episodes, I get a little revved up and take it for what it's worth. That's my thoughts, and I'm entitled to them. Anyways, Dave, let's try to lighten things up a little bit here. What do you got for me, my friend?
Well, you know, there's certain moods. When I say a man, I mean me. And you know, I'm 51 years old. I have a kid, so I'm going to consider myself a man. And... when you have time, the rare amount of 2 hours to watch a movie by yourself, and depending on what mood you're in, sometimes you're looking for this, sometimes you're looking for that, sometimes you stumble across something on the screen. So I'm going to give you I wrote movies down, and they're kind of related. Yep. And I'm going to say, which one are you going to watch? Are you going to watch Dumb and Dumber or Weird Science?
Dumb and Dumber.
Every time?
Every time. And there isn't many. I don't know what else is coming up on your list, but I will watch Dumb and Dumber because I can't do it. I can't go word for word for it. But Dumb and Dumber, because I use the term Mary Swanson a lot.
I'll tell you this.
Like, when you have a chance, so you tell, I use that term Mary Swanson. I use that a lot. I love that. I love that. It makes me laugh so hard.
Did you see Dumb and Dumber in the theater, or did you rent it?
Theater. Yeah.
I never.
94, 95, whatever it was. I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
But, I never saw it in the theater. But a couple of buddies and I who had never, like there's four of us that had never seen it. We smoked a joint.
Yeah.
We watched it. And then we smoked a joint and we watched it again. It's the only movie in my history I watched back to back that same night.
That movie is so funny, funny.
Like so the, funny.
When they're going through the Rockies and Denver's full of shit and the extra pair of gloves and Pretty Bird and their pets' heads are falling. Like, the lines just don't stop. It's
big golf, say.
The snowball in the face. It's just that movie. I tell you what, that's great. Dumb and Dumber's top. Apparently, it's number one in my books. I guess I don't know. I love it. There's a kid on my crew, Ben. He's 26, I think. He quotes that movie all the time. So it wasn't even around when he was born, or he was like 2 or 3 years old when he was born. And
it's a cult classic.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Anyways, Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. Like, you know, I love Weird Science, but like Dumb and Dumber is the correct answer. God damn, that's a funny movie.
Oh, Jesus.
There's so many. Like I said, it's the only movie in my entire movie watching history where I watched it back to back with everybody. And you know what? It was a VHS that we rented from Blockbuster. Yeah. So that's totally
it's a long time ago.
Okay, so now, like, I'm gonna go on franchises again, but old school franchises.
Yeah.
What's the better franchise, Raiders of the Lost Ark or Star Wars?
Jeez, Dave. I'm going to go with. I'm going to sound like a dork, but I'm going to go with a better franchise because of the toys they had when I was a kid. It was Star Wars. Because all the action figures, the Millennium Falcon, the X-Wing fighters, and all the stuff that they had, because there were so many more cool things. Whereas there was the Indiana Jones doll and the hat. And that was it.
Yeah, like a whip's not a good toy.
I wasn't allowed to have a whip taken to W8A school when I was in grade 3. So I'm going to go, and I've seen the first three, not the prequels or whatever they want to call them.
Same. I saw the first three, and then I saw the first three,
and then that was it. I remember, on that note, do you remember back in our, I don't want to say our heyday, but our heyday, speaking of Star Wars, because who wasn't? Do you remember that night that we were in the cab? We went 7-Eleven on Scenic Drive.
Jar Jar Binks, I was not that, with you.
I think it was me and Small Town and somebody else. I can't remember. And we took that Jar Jar Binks blow up, whatever the fuck it was. And it was at the 1139 Lakeland Crescent, the old clubhouse for quite some time. The cabbie said we couldn't take it in there, and Small Town pretty much said we were. And what are you gonna do? And he gave us a ride, and we gave him a tip, and that was it. So Star Wars, to make a long story short.
Oh, okay, that's fine. And like I said, everything is just like when you see these things. If you have to watch, if you're just now going through your pay-per-view channels, Jason Bourne or McClane. Die Hard or Bourne?
Bourne, and I don't know why. I don't know. Die Hard's. Yeah.
Die Hard 1 and 2 kicked ass. Everything after that, I think we're at 5 now.
I never saw 2, and that's on me, not on anybody else.
Oh, 2's really good.
Yeah. I would go Bourne, because they're more, you know how deep I am, Dave.
Riveting.
It's a little more riveting. Not just blowing shit up and everything else.
What I like about the Bournes, and maybe that might be now the fact that it's 15, 20 years down the road, is the way they do the camera angles and all that kind of shit, and following a guy through a subway station. It's pretty cool to me. I think the coolness, Die Hard 1 kicks ultimate ass, and I will never deny that for a second.
You know what movie I really, really like the action genre of the late 80s? Lethal Weapon 2. I love that movie. That's one I can watch over and over again.
With Joe Pesci.
Mel Gibson, Joe Pesci, Danny Glover.
Yeah,
when Glover's sitting on the shitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I was going to retire and all that stuff.
Like, and he got convinced to go back again. And that's a great movie. I like that movie a lot.
You know, that's a good one. And like, and I'm glad you brought that up. So what's the better sequel? Lethal Weapon 2 or Terminator 2?
Lethal Weapon 2.
Terminator 2 was an awesome movie.
Terminator's bullshit because it's not even real. It's not going to happen. Like, it can't happen.
You know what? Actually, it's more believable than Lethal Weapon 2.
What?
You know,
are you out of your head?
You're going to pull a guy off the shitter into the toilet
before
it blows you up.
Then a robot?
Then a time-traveling robot? From 50 years down? You do see what kind of shit. We have 3 billionaires on our planet that are trying to get to space.
They went higher up in the air. They didn't go to space. Not one of those fuckers went to space.
But what's going to go 50 years down from now?
Okay, that's 200 years from now. They didn't go to space. But they went higher up than I did from a flight from fucking Medicine Hat to Calgary.
That's all about Terminator 2. Who knows? There might be a fucking robot running around trying to kill Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos.
Robots maybe should kill Elon Musk and Theron Fleury and everything else.
Anyways, well, Fleury's not wrecking the trajectory of the planet.
That's right. Well, we won't go that far.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Those are my little things. I do have one more.
One more.
John Candy. Planes, Trains, Automobiles, or Uncle Buck?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Oh, I love that movie. Uncle Buck's real good. But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, it's a heartfelt movie. It's somber, and then it cheers up. And then the ending where he's by himself, and I love that movie. It's a great... you know how deep I am, Dave. I love that movie. Those aren't pillows.
Here's a quarter. Get a rat to gnaw that thing off your face.
They're both great movies. Yeah. Planes, Trains, Automobiles, just fantastic. Steve Martin's funny. One of those underrated comedians of all time.
I don't think he's underrated at all. I think he's completely rated. Macaulay Culkin in Uncle Buck. Mom, he's cooking our garbage.
Well, they're funny movies.
They're both very funny movies. And you know what?
I'm not really a movie guy, Dave. I used to be, but are they making movies like that that will stand the test of time?
See, and I don't know because I don't go to movies anymore.
Has Netflix ruined those movies?
Well, Netflix and COVID, right? Because you got Amazon Prime, you now have Apple. Like people are just producing content and they're actually
they're 1420 podcasts, blah, to sell
things. Right. But at this point in my life, I'm actually too busy.
Too busy.
Between me and my wife, right?
Yeah.
Like between me and my wife to watch a movie for us as adults, like that doesn't happen anymore because on weekends we got my boy. We got my boy every night.
So we leave him alone during the week.
Yeah, exactly.
He fans himself with his Red Sox jersey and his Astros jersey. Out of that, I don't know.
But we'll watch movies together on the as a family, you know, and which is so different than when I and you were a kid. Like there is no option. Even if you're watching this on a VCR, like it's now I have a 62 inch with.
Well, you have 62-inch TVs and everything else, right? Like, it's just different.
Right.
Different.
Like, you know, and it's good. We have our own stacks and we get on the thing and we hit pause. And we got
actually, you know what, Dave? Let's talk about that on a future show. Is that now that, because you can see every game if you want, you can see every movie if you want, you can see this all the time. Has that taken away from the family thing where if I want to watch like 30, 40 years ago, the Yankee game wasn't there wasn't a game on every night. There wasn't a hot game every night. There was like one game a week on channel 2 and 7. The Flames played once a week. And now has too much television actually taken away from the family group? We'll talk about it on a future show.
Yeah, no, yeah, and like put that down. And I have some thoughts about it right now, but we're like we're tailing off to the end, so we won't talk about it right now. But I think that's going to be an excellent discussion. My dog just came in here because he is just. When are we going for this fucking walk, guy? I gotta take a shit. My dog has to take a shit. And on that note, I am gonna just say a quick thing. Whoever's listening right now, my dad passed away on the weekend. We had a contentious relationship, but I want to acknowledge the passing of my father. What I want to say, because my father and I had a contentious relationship, I haven't exchanged loving words with my father in over 8 years now. I have talked to him, and it was never good. And my last words to him weren't overly good. Well, his last two words to me weren't overly good. They were dismissive. And he died suddenly. But I want to tell everybody is just get over your fucking shit. Let people you know that you care about and love about. You don't even have to say I love you. Just don't be a fucking dick all the time.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say. Receive the love that's given to you and give that back to other people. That's what I want to say. And I shan't talk about that anymore. It's a conflicted time for me. I got through it on Tuesday because I was fucking hammered, but now I'm not. And I just want to acknowledge the death of my dad. And Bill, I hope you're at peace.
Yeah, Dave, don't I hear that? I lost my dad a year and a half ago now, and it's a tough time. There's no doubt about that. And I appreciate those words and that sentiment, because it's, like we always say, Dave, here in the 1420 podcast, take care of yourself to me year-round. No, I screwed that up. Take care of each other, but more importantly, take care of yourself because we need you around. Keep your stick on the ice, and what else, Dave?
Jim, don't get your fucking car towed, and don't swing at high pitches.
There we go. Lose your dad's heart. It's tough on no matter what your relationship is. It's still a family member. So, Dave, thank you very much for that message, because... It don't go away quick. Have a good night, folks. We'll talk again on the weekend.